Mike, how you doing, my man?
Great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I do want to quickly, I don't know how much you've watched the Edmonton Oilers or how much you follow the goaltenders, but here in Edmonton over the last 8 or 9 games, Anders Nilsson has really emerged as a goaltender who can steal games for his team. What's your thoughts from afar watching Nilsson?
Yeah, you know, I saw some of his highlights just from last night. You know, whenever you can get a goaltender that's that can make a difference, especially on a team that has plenty of young guys or a team that's trying to, you know, solidify its system, that's crucial. To have a guy that's trying to make a name for himself usually helps too. I mean, he's going to give you everything he's got. And I haven't seen a ton of Nilsson. He was Eastern Conference, if I'm not mistaken, quite a bit before this, so didn't get to see a ton of him. But you know, the fact that he's giving him an opportunity to get a couple points on a regular basis here, that's what's key. So I guess, you know, the old telling sign is time itself. So you can do that over a stretch of time, you make a name for yourself. If you're, you know, if you can only do it for a little while, then, you know, they seem to grab someone else and you give them a shot too.
It is a position that, yes, what have you done for me lately is a key thing. Now, Devan Dubnyk, when he was acquired by Minnesota last year, came in and was just outstanding, went all the way to a finalist, of course, for the Vezina Trophy. He's back at it this year, a 918 save percentage. Mike, has he got off to a little bit of a slow start in the first 10 games for him, but he's really seemed to have rebounded here basically since about November 12th.
Yeah, he definitely has found his game. He, you know, just from the frequency of starts, the fact that he's a guy who continues to work on his game. He understands his game very well. You know, they continue to refine certain parts of his game. So, you know, I guess beginning of the season is always tough, especially for a goaltender that's the size of a guy like Dubnyk. He needs games to get into the rhythm. And you know, the first few weeks of the Wild season, there were a lot of two-game, three-game sets and then 4 days off. And then that happened 2 or 3 times. Really tough to get into any kind of a flow there. So he's played really well. Unfortunately, he has a small injury right now, so he didn't even make the trip to Denver here. But it's nothing serious. It's nothing that likely will keep him out longer than just tonight's game. But he's played very well, and the Wild need him to.
Well, that answers my next question. I was going to ask, because I knew he wasn't playing tonight. I know him and his wife are expecting a baby, or maybe the baby's already arrived. But I guess that opens up an opportunity for Darcy Kuemper, who a few years ago, you know, people were very high in Kuemper. Not saying they're not, but Dubnyk's clearly taken the number one job. Kemper's only started 3 games this year for the Wild. Mike, has Kuemper found his game, or is it just not been enough action for you to really evaluate where he's at?
He's played very well in every game that he's played in this year, except for one. It was one in Winnipeg where he got pulled. But other than that, win or lose, he's played exceptionally well. And you know, he's looking very comfortable, especially for a guy, as you mentioned, that hasn't seen the net for a long periods of time in between games. So he's always been tabbed as the goaltender of the future. So if he hasn't, you know, stepped forward right now, if that's fine. That's not what they're necessarily looking for him to do. So for him to be able to come in and spell off Dubnyk, whether it's he needs a, you know, a game off on a back-to-back, or whether he's tweaked something like he has right now, that's what they need him to do. So played really well in relief the other night, and so they're hoping that he can continue to play strong and just be the goaltender that can come in and give him a break every once in a while.
Mike Greenlee joins us talking about the Minnesota Wild. Mike, what do you make of the Ryan Suter and Mike Yeo comments? You know, Suter, I wouldn't say disgruntled. That's probably too harsh of a term, but you know, there seems to be maybe some disagreements about his defense partner with the All-Star defenseman and his coach.
You know what? I think, you know, as I'm sure you've seen before, usually more is made of things like this than really existent. There's no animosity there between these two guys. They've got great respect for each other, and you know, hey, we're talking about men here. They have disagreements about certain things, and I'm sure that Ryan would tell you that he probably should have bit his tongue a little bit more there. And you know, those are the kind of things that you address with your coach, you keep in mind this was a time where there was a lot of frustrations coming out just from the way the team was playing. And, you know, and Mike, you know, Mike Yeo was, you know, at them a little bit. He was on them saying, you know, you guys got to pick your game up. Not to Ryan specifically, but just to the team, because the Wild had rolled off a 1-4-2 stretch there that just wasn't good enough. And so, you know, I think there's just some emotions kind of percolating there. But there's nothing behind the scenes that is really, you know, a house of cards that's about to fall or anything like that. This is just everyday NHL, and we see it every day in the NHL. And sometimes things are made of it, and sometimes things aren't.
When you look at Minnesota's D pairs, who do you think, when you watch the games and analyze it after, who do you think is the best partner for Suter?
Oh, that's a good question, because you know Ryan Suter isn't afraid to get into the play. You need someone who will respect the kind of game that he's going to play. The thing is that what people need to realize is that during any game, he usually has two, maybe three guys that plays that he plays alongside, just because of the fact that he plays so much that no one else is going to play the exact kind of minutes that he does. So he's going to see a few different partners. I mean, he's played well with Brodin. He's played well with Spurgeon. So, I mean, what the best partner is for him, you know, I guess it would be a guy that can read off of him really well, and both those guys do it. I think it plays better in the, you know, you can't just worry about one player. As important of a player as he is, you need to pay respect to the entire D core. So Mike Yeo needs to, you know, try and set things up on a righty-lefty basis, and you need to set things up that, you know, who's going and who pairs up better in the other pairings as well. It can't just all be about Ryan Suter. So, but he plays well with everyone. He's having a great start to this season, and I think that's really what they're concerned with.
Mike, that Central Division's so difficult. Minnesota's won three in a row. They're in third place. Dallas is running away with it a little bit right now, but St. Louis 34 points, Minnesota 32, Chicago 32, and Nashville 31, and then Winnipeg, who's out of the playoffs right now, sits with 28 points. It's going to be a dogfight all season long. When you look at the Wild, do you feel there's any area of their team that they need to augment to ensure they not only make the playoffs, but maybe can go deep in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, if health plays forward for the Wild, and that doesn't become a factor, I think their goaltending's solid. I think their defense is solid, and they have a couple lines that can score. But you know, in the playoffs, if you can get another difference maker, even if it's a guy that you put in on the third line that kind of becomes a dark horse and helps you have a third line that scores as well, and I think the Wild actually do have a little bit of that anyway, but. Just to give you even more depth in your third line, then all of a sudden you become a triple threat. It's tough to defend against a team that can put one line out after another. And so, I mean, but really, I think the way the Wild are set up right now, if they stay healthy, they've got a pretty good makeup.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game tonight in Colorado. We'll see you in the rink soon.
Hey, my pleasure. Talk to you guys soon.